Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Dark Road, written and read by Isabel Carmody. For Min. Hannah had walked so many days that it felt as if all else had been a dream, and yet she saw no end. The road stretched before her dark as had been foretold, though not in any way she had imagined, and all around it sand flowed away to the horizon in every direction. Sometimes it covered the road in a pale, grainy tide, or mounded up over it in great, mute, stubborn dunes, so that keeping to it was not always simple. She must sweep the sand off it with a rough broom she had made up for that purpose out of her store of foraged wood, or burrow through sandhills, for while the road went straight for days at a time, it had three times turned inexplicably, as if whoever had made it suddenly changed their mind about where it ought to go. Hard to imagine the mind that had commanded the making of such an indelible thing being uncertain of its destination. But the road was the product of a world dead and gone. The desert might not even have existed when it was made, and the rare sudden turns might once have served some purpose that time had erased. That was a chilly thought, for it might easily be that the road would come to nothing. Certainly nothing seemed more likely than something, let alone a city. Yet what else was she to do but to go on? She had run out of water a day past, and food 3 days before that. If she turned back, she would not survive the journey without food or water, nor would she survive much longer going forward without them either.